the first snowstorm, Cock-a-doodle-doo screamed old Chanticleer at the top of his voice as he flew up to the roof of the shed by the nursery window and flapped his glossy wings. Cock-a-doodle-doo, wake up, children, and see what has been going on while we have all been sleeping. Fine times we of the barnyard shall have now, scratching for our breakfast through all this snow. Wake up, children, and see what you think of it, Cock-a-doodle-doo. The children heard only the last word of this fine speech, and out of her trundle bed jumped Minnie, and down from his crib clambered Charlie, while both ran to the window to see what their pet rooster was making such a noise about. A beautiful sight burst upon their view. In the east the clouds were of the loveliest crimson and gold, and the earth and trees, which were bare and brown when they were tucked into their little beds the evening before, were now covered with a pure white mantle of snow. The children clapped their hands with delight as they saw this, for it was the first snow of the season. "Now, Charlie," said Minnie, who always thought of her little brother's pleasure before her own, "I can draw you to school on my sled, and you can wear your little red mittens and make snowballs. And sometime we will go out and make a snow image that perhaps will turn into a live little girl and play with us as the one did in the story that Mama read to us." "That would be splendid," said Charlie, "only we wouldn't let her come into the warm parlor for fear she would melt away." "See," said Minnie, "the apple trees loaded with snow make me think of the way they looked last spring when they were covered with blossoms. How white and beautiful they were then. Don't you remember how we picked some of the pink and white flowers from the lower limbs and put them with our blue violets to carry to the teacher?" "Yes, I remember," said Charlie, "but what will become of the dear little violets now and the buttercups and all the flowers which you said had gone to sleep in the ground to wait till spring? This cold snow will freeze them so that they will never wake up and grow again." "No, indeed," said the pleasant voice of their mother, who from the next room had heard her little chatterboxes and had now come to dress them for breakfast. "No, indeed, this pure white snow will not freeze the roots of the pretty flowers that are fast asleep in the brown earth beneath it. It will cover them as with a white fleecy blanket, keeping out the cold frost and winds, and they will sleep snug and warm as you do in your little beds, my darlings." "How good and kind in our Heavenly Father to send this beautiful white snow to cover the sleeping plants and flowers, that they may rest securely until the warm spring sun awakes them. But come, my little ones," continued the kind mother, "we must get ready for our breakfast, and after it is over, we will go out and feed the hens and the old rooster that has been crowing so loudly all the time we have been talking. They would have a hard time of it to scratch for their breakfast through all this snow." "Cock-a-doodle-doo, that's just what I was saying," said Chanticleer, turning his head this way and that with a very knowing look. Then flapping his glossy wings again, he flew down to tell his family that, notwithstanding the snow that covered everything, they were soon to have their breakfast.